Now, you were telling me before, mm-hmm. you remember, I think during the Kermes, mm-hmm. that there's a slight problem with snakes when you do your harvesting.
Yes. Yes, up in that top field.
I'm now your Wellingtons.
Yeah. Right now, we rename it the Adder Field. Yeah. I always see snakes up there.
Yeah.
And I do
but
think
you have
snakes.
A special gift with these adders.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I'm a snake charmer. Yes. I call them to me, I think. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Do they know how to weave baskets now as well?
No, they don't. They don't. They don't get that close.
Now, just speak to your student. Now, yes, Jean, is this a very easy course, or do you have to concentrate all the time?
Concentration is required.
When? Not all the time.
Not all the time.
This bit.
the course itself is fantastic.
Right. Is it a day course for you?
Yeah. This was the second time I've been. Mm. The first time was just a normal round basket done with bramble.
Yeah.
I have a thing about brambles. We're all growing them.
We are.
To use them.
I can lend you lots. Give you lots.
I believe there will be a course nearer Christmas where we will forage here for holly, ivy, bramble bay, and we're going to make some wreaths.
Yeah,
oh, Christmas wreaths.
Yeah, nice idea.
I'm definitely going to put my name down for that.
So, Lisa, do you actually prefer having workshops one-to-one or a crowd at a time?
This is unusual.
This is very unusual.
This is really unusual.
This is a special day for Jean. Yeah.
So the normal kind of day for
normal,
you then is like when I caught you last week.
Yeah, I only usually... That was the largest class I've had, actually, last week. I don't like...
That was about half a dozen, wasn't it?
Yeah, I find that's a lot. I prefer to keep four is my ideal. If I'm here, I like to have four.
For a practical course, I think that's probably best.
Yeah, because when people get stuck, I can't help everybody.
You can't help
and
everyone.
Then people are sat waiting, and I feel really bad because I don't want to rush the person I'm helping, but I don't want the other person sitting there for ages as well. Three more, and then that's
Thank
it. You take it round to that.
Okay.
Be good.
Who was your inspiration again?
I met a man. Well, weaving is... I've always liked weaving, doing sculptures and things. I'm very that way. When I used to be in the UK... back in before the millennium, I used to teach technology, so I'm always very hands-on woodwork, metalwork, and design. I used to do a lot of computer-aided design and CNC work as well, and electronics. CNC, computer numerically controlled work. There you are.
Right.
So my brain is pretty wired into design. I look at things and I try and work out how it's made and what the design of that would be, and
I'm total opposites.
And my ex-husband used to say to me, I look at a cornflake box, he says, and I see a cornflake box. He says, you look at the cornflake box, you see a doll's house, you see a pot, you see, you know, you see a million things that it could possibly be. To me, it's just a cornflake box.
Yeah, yeah. You can see how it's put together.
Yeah, that's where my brain goes. I can think, what could you make out of that? How could you, which is what I'm trying to do with everything here, really. Is trying to work out what I can make out of stuff. At the moment, I'm playing with hay.